33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. A crime is committed, police gather evidence, and then what? Well, in Texas, in cases of sexual assault, getting DNA evidence to the lab for testing has never been a guarantee, leaving evidence of sex crimes gathering dust for years, sometimes decades, in police evidence closets, and people at the centers of these cases, the victims, left in the dark. But all that soon may be a thing of the past. The Texas Standard's Kristen Cabrera reports.
Horror stories of untested, long-forgotten, and even moldy sexual assault evidence kits have always topped Texas headlines. And it's been on Becky O'Neill's mind for a long time.
I can't imagine that there'd be anything worse from knowing that your kit sat there and nobody ever cared enough about it to send it to see if there was any DNA hits on it or anything.
In Amarillo, she's been a sexual assault nurse examiner for almost 30 years.
If you have the courage to go through an exam, it's nice to know that that kit's not going to sit there.
The image of a victim's traumatic experience being sealed away in a box, left to gather dust in a dark and damp evidence room, continues to move many in the state to take action. In a few months, the Texas Department of Public Safety will roll out a new online portal that allows sexual assault survivors to monitor in real time the location of their evidence kit. For Peter Stout, president and CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center, it's about time.
I find myself ranting a bit about somehow in this country we managed to get a $20 pizza to somebody's doorstep in 20 minutes correctly. It is infuriating that we can't get somebody's evidence that affects somebody's life to the lab reliably. I mean, these are the kinds of systems that are necessary to get that stuff there.
Last year, DPS bought the services of an online portal used to digitally track evidence collection kits. The purchase of the system, called TrackIt, is the result of legislation passed 2 years ago, authored by Democratic State Representative Donna Howard of Austin. Sonia Corrales is an advocate for the Houston Area Women's Center and says adding better transparency and communication between victims and law enforcement was needed.
Typically, what was happening is that survivors tend to struggle to get information about their cases. And a lot of times, they don't really know how the evidence is being used.
Evidence that's collected through what some consider to be an additionally traumatic process. These kits can contain a wide range of evidence samples off a victim's body. Saliva, semen, hair, clothing fibers, swabs from intimate parts of the body. Anything that could potentially identify an assailant. O'Neill says that once a nurse sent off a kit for testing, they were rarely ever updated on its status.
Before this tracking system, once it left our hands, we had no idea what happened to it. We were never informed when the kit got sent. We were rarely informed if there was ever a DNA hit.
The new TrackIt system is meant to address this issue. Through the online portal, it makes status updates on the kit accessible to all those working on the case. That means law enforcement, the nurse examiner, the laboratory, and a prosecutor. But most importantly, to Lieutenant Ricardo Mendina with the El Paso Police Department, it gives the victim peace of mind and allows them to remain anonymous.
The victim has that reassurance that they'll be able to actually enter the system and see whether to track their sexual assault kit is. They'll know where it's at what stage. That's a huge difference here. It's more for the victim giving that reassurance that they need at times, to know the kid is moving forward, that it's not just sitting somewhere.
There is, however, a moment in the new system's processes that gives survivor advocate Sonia Corrales from Houston a reason to pause.
The password, for example, I think that the forensic nurses are going to provide the password to them and how to get into the system.
So what happens is this. Immediately after entering the kit into TrackIt, a nurse is supposed to hand the kit's corresponding login card to the victim. This card contains the vital instructions of how a victim can enter the online portal to monitor their kit.
But when survivors are at the hospital and there's evidence being collected from them, you know, because they're undergoing this forensic exam, they're in trauma, right? They're experiencing trauma. And so we weren't sure how a survivor is expected to remember that whole process.
According to DPS, if a survivor loses their login credentials before being able to set up their account on TrackIt, a law enforcement officer or a forensic nurse will be able to provide them with new login information. Corrales says this is where community-based advocacy groups can step in and support the survivor at the hospital and ensure that they have all the information they need in regards to this new system.
It is important to get continued training on the process so that we're able to guide survivors, you know, through this.
O'Neill says a nurse's job isn't just to collect evidence, but to be there for the survivor.
to be a sexual assault nurse, you have to be a very empathetic person. We're seeing them at possibly one of their most moments of their life.
The statewide implementation of this program is scheduled for September 1st of this year. But today, four cities, Lubbock, Amarillo, Arlington, and Houston, will begin using the Track It program as part of a test run, while El Paso is set to begin its rollout next Monday. Medina says he's not expecting any issues to come up with these early implementations. Either way, the El Paso police officer is excited to see the communication gap between victims and law enforcement bridged with the help of this program.
I think it's a good idea, what we're doing, the direction we're heading. I think it's going to be helpful in the long run.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Kristen Cabrera.